Welcome back, baby. We are back in the building. Hey, sitting to my left is my boy, man that put it all together. You all got to give it up for my dog, Mel, in the building. Hey, hey. Woo, woo. Man, you know, sitting in the background, you got Nori. My bad, Mel. Go ahead, Mel.
I said, I know y'all heard that sexy voice saying, woo. That means somebody came to work today.
Could you woo, y'all woo, so woo? Could you woo, woo,
just
woo?
Just welcome me back, damn it.
Now, we're going to welcome you back, lad. Your ass done called in sick.
Damn.
They got all type
back.
Of shit going on, man.
Where's the love?
Okay.
She took
a sabbatical. Where's the love?
All right.
I miss you guys.
Hey, we got Nori in the building. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And sitting to my right. Yeah. Whoa, easy on the eyes. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to look to my right and be like, oh, shit, there's a monkey over there. You know what I'm saying? Y'all give it up for Spice. Back in the building.
She's back.
You know, my dog Smokey got the munchies right now. But, hey, we're going to keep it moving, man. What's up?
You know yeah. What? You can tell when nigga. People just do not listen.
Yeah.
I had one request, and I asked you not to do it, and you did it.
Fuck it.
You're so disrespectful.
Nigga, we on the fuck shit today. That's what we talking about. It's the Tony Black and Friend podcast.
Oh, I got you.
That's the bullshit.
I got you.
Yeah, you got me.
I got you.
You already got me. Remember that time you were talking about my picture and shit? Yeah, okay. Motherfucker. I got your ass.
I'm glad you grew out that
got your ass.
I'm so
yep.
Serious.
Hey, listen.
If y'all would have seen the picture that I seen with these jerry curls and these sideburns. Listen, and how his skin was. Listen, he looked like he had a crater phase invasion. You hear me?
Where's that, Spice?
Hey, motherfucker.
I went here like that.
Hey.
I looked at that picture. I was like, damn, I'm glad he grew
all right,
out of that.
Smokey. Eat your chicken. Eat your chicken, Smokey.
What an improvement.
And your potato salad
God
over there.
God is so good.
Potato head.
In so many ways. God. These are blessings.
You keep it up, Miss Potato Head.
hey, Black. She said you outgrew ugly.
Oh my God.
Listen,
she fucked me up with that
a
one. She fucked me
fight.
Up with that
come
one.
Come on, forever fight.
Asshole, man.
Damn, I ain't
she with
heard,
the bullshit.
I ain't never heard a nigga outgrow ugly.
Listen,
I thought
struggling.
Little ugly turned into
he's
grown and
struggling.
Ugly.
Yeah, man.
He's
shit.
Still
ooh. Nah, man, I'm cute, man. Shit, nigga ain't got shit on me right now.
Yeah, you cute on a rainy day. Come
keep
on.
Keep it up, big head. Oh, bucket head.
What are we doing today?
Man,
what's
hey,
our topic? What are we getting into?
We getting into a lot today, man. But no, first off.
What you got?
First off, man, it just kind of hit me yesterday, man. Chadwick Boseman, man. Damn, Black Panther. Man, he passed away, man. That was sad, maybe. You know what I'm saying? We got to take a little moment of silence for Chadwick Boseman, man. Black Panther is gone. I can't believe it, man.
But I do want to say something about Black Panther because I didn't find out until this morning that he had passed away.
Wow.
And I was just going back. You know, Instagram, they post quick.
Yeah.
So in between my toilet break, I was able to get on Instagram.
This nigga was doo-doo. Shit.
I was able to get on Instagram, and then I just start crying because I guess when Wakanda first had came out, people were able to talk to the screen, and he was behind the scene, and he came out on the people.
Right.
And one of the girls, she was like, she's so grateful. She had her son there, and you just think about the generations and what it did for the African American culture. I cried, and for him to leave his landmark just like that, his blueprint,
I hear you, Spice, but I'm still trying to picture you on the toilet, booing and crying at the same time.
I told him not to eat them damn burritos
break.
And shit.
Yeah. It was a water break.
You know, when
thank
motherfuckers
you.
Get munchies, they want to go to Taco Bell and shit.
Nah,
you know.
Nah. It was a water break.
That
seriously.
Booty hole leaking right now.
Nah,
that booty hole
seriously.
Moist. Did you get some wet wipes?
I did. You
know,
I actually got to stop to the store and get some toilet paper.
Fuck around, had doo-doo residue in your drawers and shit.
You know what? That's the perfect segue to this question.
Yeah.
I want to know, what's...
Oh, my God. Listen, I'm not ready
for this. What's one of the most embarrassing things that ever happened to you while you was intimate?
Intimate?
With males intimate with a female, females intimate with a male.
Man.
And how it has shaped or changed your life from that point forward.
Oh man, what you got?
Don't look at me.
You got something, Spice?
Oh, yeah, look at
man, let me tell you.
Oh Oh my God, damn.
Man, the funniest thing, right? It's like, this right here, I was like, damn.
And damn, tell the truth, I'm just, too.
No, it's,
you
no,
need a moment
no.
to think. Listen, no, you got something. I know you got something.
No bullshit.
I know you got a balance.
You know how you getting ready to get it in, right? You got your clothes off, on the bed, and I did like a certain movement, right? The certain movement, it was like, I said, oh, fuck. I said, I hope they didn't hear that shit. I just hope it didn't hear that shit because oh, I was God. Like, I said, you know, because, you know, sometimes at certain positions, you know, you got to, you know, how you spread your legs and stuff like that. It was like, boom. I said, oh, shit.
Oh, my
It came out quick.
It came out quick. Disgusting.
But you know the ones that you don't feel coming and it just come right up. I said, oh, shit, no, please, no.
You look like you had a lot of those moments, though.
What?
Damn. I said, you walking gas bubble.
I hope she didn't hear that shit.
Oh my
Cause
God.
Cause you know it's one of them things is like it'll just fuck up the moment. Did this nigga just fart?
So how
before
has it,
he so get on top of me and shit?
How does it affect your life now? How you just fart before you do it?
Man, I make sure I don't have no gas.
Take gas eggs.
Before I walk in the house. I shake my stomach real good. You know what I'm saying? I do some booty squats. You know what I'm saying?
So you
make it show, man.
So you chase your Viagra with
oh
gas X.
Man, I take gas X, man. Get all that shit out.
Your
because
stomach do look like it went down an inch, though. You've been working out, Tony. I see you, baby.
I see you. Nah, man. If I was wearing black, I would say it's the black, but it's an illusion, man. It's just an illusion. That's
good,
it,
Tony.
Man. I'm trying. You know, wait. We gotta get right.
Bought bigger shirts.
Yeah, bought bigger shirts. That's what it is.
He's doing his thing.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. So what's up, Spice? What about you, man? What's your?
I think my only embarrassing. I wouldn't say it's embarrassing, but it was a learning moment. Mm-hmm. I think the first time. The first time I knew I could have an orgasm.
Oh, shit.
I didn't know I could have an
wait
orgasm.
Wait a minute. Let me get my guns.
I had skipped school one day with this older guy. This is shit. I had skipped school with this older guy.
Damn.
And we had went down south and we had went to his house. And I was like, damn, you know, he had a nice place or whatever. So he ended up start giving me some head. So when he started giving me some head, I was like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. And he was like, what? And I said, I feel something. And he was like, what? He's like, what you mean you feel something? And he's like, stop stopping me. And I said, I feel something coming. He's like, you ain't never have an orgasm before. I said, that's what that is. And he was like, I'm happy right now. So he went back into it.
Oh.
When I had an orgasm, I felt like an outburst. Listen. My toes got crawled.
Oh, shit.
I went cock-calling. My lips went numb.
Ooh.
I was in a fetal position.
Damn.
I was holding my face. Oh. That nigga was cracking up.
Oh.
I couldn't say nothing. Yes, I fell off the end of the bed because all the strength went out of me. I said, well, damn, you're supposed to feel like this. He said, you just had a good orgasm.
Oh.
I said, well, damn. Oh, my.
Did you go back?
I did.
That nigga went right back next day. Hey, that shit was like crack.
I never had nobody drain energy out of me.
What?
I never experienced anything. That thing blew my mind. I'm telling you.
I never experienced.
I felt like it was an out-of-body experience.
I feel you, dog.
I couldn't believe it.
Damn.
I said, it makes you feel, I feel off the bed. He had to help me up. But he was so weak trying to lift me up because he said he never seen nobody act like me when he had an orgasm. I said, I apologize. I never experienced nothing intense like this before.
That's that good.
That shit messed me up. I took a nap after that shit.
Hey, he put it in your life.
Oh, my. my God, woo! He changed my life forever. Listen, if you listening, God, I remember your name. But if you listening, you gave me the first orgasm, God. Hey. Remember me. It was down south.
Hey.
Listen, it was the time of my life. I will, it goes in history, God.
Damn,
you
don't
remember
the nigga
name?
Shout out
to you one time. Shout out to you.
Smokey in the pen. Smokey said nigga gave us some good head. Damn,
that
shit.
That was amazing. Oh,
do you know? Do you remember what the nigga top of the nigga head looked like at least? Shit, God,
I know
dog.
He had a little fro. He had a little fro. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
He wasn't the Jerry girl with the side.
Nah. He wasn't that kind of dude. He wasn't. He did his job well done, man.
Damn,
that
so
thing
he put
changed
it.
My life. It changed my life.
It changed your life. Mm-hmm. So what you do different now?
Damn. So I mean. Woo, boy, that's.
I think I look for a man that is passionate about doing that stuff. You know, because right. You have some guys that'll do it a little bit.
Yeah.
But then you have some guys that'll hold your legs open, massage your thighs, and really get in there and just
God
take their time.
Damn. Get in
you
there.
Know, it's like watching a kitty cat licking some milk. You know what I mean? It's just so. You know that motion. It's so spectacular. I just don't even play with that. If a guy, and you know what, I dated a guy that he didn't know how to do it, and I was his first, and you know, for us to share that together, and for him to make me come, that was a good experience. So that means I'm teachable. I can teach some guys a few things. Come on, Sophie, come give me some head. I teach you what to do right.
You nigga head like a remote right. Control in that bitch.
Do right. Seriously. You know, because some guy, he was a good dude in the fact that he was willing to learn because he wanted to please me. And he said he never did it before.
Damn.
And he was like, show him. And I showed him.
Yeah. So you showed a nigga how to eat coochie. That's what I'm talking about, man. Damn.
Listen.
Mm-hmm. I mean, shit. The least you could do is eat coochie, right? God, dog. Mm-hmm. Especially under this quarantine. Nah, shit. You got plenty of time to learn.
That's true. So what about you? What about you, Mel?
I was trying to avoid the question.
Nah, bro.
Mel said, hold on. I ain't trying to put my shit out there. Shit.
Nah, but it's funny because when y'all start talking about the boo boo,
nigga got a loose booty hole in this bitch, boy. Nigga booty hole looser than a big car.
I remember I was like 17, 18 years old.
Oh, I heard this one.
And I was working at Walmart. And I was messing with an older lady.
Mm.
Older married lady. So,
what?
So. You know,
you knew she was married?
Yeah.
I ain't judging. I'm just
asking.
We went to church together, too.
Well.
She got to get down to church. She got to get down to church.
Tell that truth.
We get down in here, too. That's right.
I love the truth.
We breaking back.
Yeah, let me put myself on that, baby.
Got that thing in a chicken wing chokehold.
It's going to get serious. It's going
to
get real, baby.
Well, he was over here last night.
Okay,
putting the belly suplex on somebody.
Go ahead and continue, baby.
So, you know, she was like, okay, you know, I want to see you before my husband come back from work. So what time you take your lunch break?
Oh,
so I was like, okay, I'll take my lunch break at blank, blank time. I'm going to take my lunch break, shoot over. See you and then shoot back to work, right?
Oh my God, that sounds so sexy.
Well, earlier when I got to work, I had a boo boo, so I went and boo boo. And you know, you wipe, and you wipe till the tissue clean. So you think you don't wipe. Last wipe you did, the tissue was clean, so you think you good.
Yeah.
Oh,
so I went over there on lunch break, and you know, for some reason, I thought they was rich because they had white sheets.
Right.
It's like, got white sheets on their bed.
Wow.
Thought it was safe.
Yeah, so we got busy.
Huh?
She got on top.
Oh.
We handled our business.
Bam.
I did. What'd you say? You had an orgasm?
Yeah.
I had my orgasm.
Uh-huh.
You know, older woman, younger dudes. She treats you like a king. She go in there, get the rag, lather it up, come wipe you off and everything.
What?
And then You get up to put your clothes on, then she walk out and say, oh, shit. I'm like, huh? Oh, my husband gonna kill us. And I look back and it was the longest shit mark.
Daytona.
Longest skin mark on the shit. You know how the top of the crack was? No. It matched the whole crack.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
She snatched him down.
Hey, man, a drag racer on the damn lady sheets. Daytona 500 in the sheets.
Oh my God. So now,
my life's so fucked up to
every time
I have to take a shower after. I don't even have a bowel movement at work. I just hold it. I take a shower. I keep wet wipes everywhere.
Oh my goodness.
I'm real self-conscious about that.
That's a hell of a struggle.
That ruined me. I'm real self-conscious of that now.
Sometimes. And you got the lies to prove it.
Sometimes that shit come back.
Hey, when she say, oh, shit, it was literally, oh, shit.
What were you thinking? Like,
I was like, damn, I thought it was clean. I wiped good. Now I know you got to wipe with soap and water.
Yeah, you got to make sure that shit is nice and white.
You got to wipe with soap
and water. It got to be wet. You know what I'm saying? Just to get that good, you know, that moist shit that be stuck up in there. Just get that shit up out of there.
That was my most embarrassing moment.
Oh, it never happened again.
That's how it happened again. Nah, man.
Hey, did you talk to her after that or anything?
Yeah.
Oh, she really cared about you.
She was like, you got some strong shit because I watched them sheets twice and that thing still because
that shit had to dry it up.
I hope she threw them away.
She was going to talk to me. I was 17 going on 18. I was a young stud.
Oh, yeah.
Husband had diabetes and shit.
Oh, yeah.
He around here fucking grandmas and shit.
That's fucked up, man.
That's disgusting.
That's wrong, man.
I think she talked about you to her older friends.
Yeah, man, she wasn't going to do that. Man, listen.
You sure?
I was a youngin'. You know, them church women, they ain't finna say that, Joe.
They got some fine grandmas, though.
They got to be one way in the church. I used to look at her shouting all around the church.
And shout on this dude.
Oh, my God. I can't.
What'd you say, Tony Black?
Shout on this dick. Like, all that shouting you were doing in church, I want you to shout. Loudie. Yeah, cough him. Yeah, cough him. Yeah.
Sonny, I'm speechless over here.
Speaking tongues. Say what I had you saying
shit,
tonight.
Don't be like no latte.
Shut up about 100, but I got a knee, son. Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah. Red echo. Woohoo. Yeah.
You're so fucking
that bullshit.
Ignorant.
Yep. Ignorant shit right now. Yeah, man.
Oh, my God.
No spice back in the building, man.
Nori in his bitch.
Come.
She used to be like, hey, my little skid mark, baby.
Yeah, man.
How you doing?
Because you're a man.
Yeah, you did.
Husband be like, damn, you just washed them sheets yesterday. What the fuck is going on? Shit, you got to wash the sheets again? We ain't do nothing last night.
I say turn them around so that that stain on his side of the bed.
I ain't do that.
And you know he had wipers, but he drove trucks too. He was a truck driver.
Oh, man. That's some bullshit there, boy. Motherfuckers.
Do you got a question? Do you have a...
Nah, that's just some disrespectful shit, man. Fucking a young dude in the house and shit, man. That's some bullshit, man.
You know, I have...
Fuck the nigga in the car.
Like, do you need some?
Or at a truck stop.
You need to have a damn encounter. Come on, you holding in or holding back? What's up? Because you've been talking about sex and all that. What's up, Tony Black?
Man, I'm good, player.
You need to be touched, Tony.
Touch.
Touch me in the morning.
Touch me, tease me.
Wrong song.
Yeah, man. But hey, boy, it's crazy, man. It is crazy, boy. I'm looking at, you know, all these Republican National Convention, Democratic National Convention, and stuff like that. The thing getting heated, boy. Woo! I didn't know there was so many black people on the Republican side, man. I don't know about y'all. I'm like, what's wrong with them?
They're
It's something serious, man. It's something serious, man. But we're getting down to it.
They brainwashed.
Yeah, we're gonna see what we're gonna see what happened, man. We're gonna see what happened. Cause I don't know. It's looking kind of crazy, man. We might have one of them. What was his name? Al Gore. Mm-hmm.
What did he get?
Al Gore lost his own state. Back when he was running for president. You remember that? Yeah. How you lose your own state?
I just know that Black Lives Matter. And my random question that I really want
to
talk about.
And
that I was thinking about is that why do the back of your ears stink? Have y'all ever thought about that shit?
Smell like straight like, shit.
Like, literally, like, I was thinking about that. Like, when did that tell you? Have you ever smelled the back of your ear? Like,
oh, my God.
You rub your finger back there, and you smell it.
I'm thinking, like, why does it smell like that?
It smells like a crack of somebody's ass. You know, because you got, you know what? You may not think of it, but you got to wipe back there when you take a shower.
And I always do.
Yeah.
Because I think about that smell. I smelled my finger one day. I was in a meeting because I was watching this dude do it. And you know when you watch somebody do something, it kind of make you want to do it. Listen, so it was this Puerto Rican dude. I never forget. He was in his gray suit.
I don't know.
And he was just picking. Like, he was picking everywhere. And then he started rubbing the back of his ear. Oof. And he looked both ways. And he smelled it. I was like, this motherfucker don't think that nobody looking at him. Like, I'm looking dead at him.
What the
fuck? But here's my damn eager ass. I go pick on back of my ear, and I smell like, but damn. But shit, this is supposed to smell like this? Like, what the hell?
He like, hey, what the hell? What is that? I don't know. Is that me? That's not me. That's not me. I don't know what's that.
My friend.
I don't know what's that. It smell like shit. Call me mierda, man.
And he wiped his finger on his suit. I knew I wasn't shaking his hand after this meeting.
Hey, you know what else? You ever squeeze your nose and shit?
Oh my God. Oh, shit.
Nigga. When I tell you everything that you done ate is coming out your nose.
Johnny,
man, that shit smell like chitlins. That shit that come out your nose smell just like chitlin. I'm telling you.
Oh,
stank nose motherfucker.
Chitterling.
You ever smell what chitlins smell like, man?
I don't like chitlins.
Motherfucker nose smell just like that.
I don't like to smell chitlins.
Yeah, uh-uh. That's some stink ass shit, uh-uh. Man.
Oh, let me ask y'all a question.
Yeah.
I got a good question. Was you ever about to give head to somebody and you smelled them and they ain't smell good? Ooh. What did you do? What did you say to her?
Oh, man.
Ooh. Tony,
Tony, answer this question. Guys eat women. We don't give head. Women give head.
Yeah.
See, well, you know what I mean. Hey,
you gotta clarify the question.
Cause you, I mean, listen.
Hey, cause if you answer that means you don't give a dude head.
Oh. I'm not giving head.
She want to know, when have you ever ate somebody out?
When you're about to eat a female out? Have you about to eat a woman out? And
nothing steak.
And you had an odor that got your nose. How do you let a woman know? Like, how do you do that? Like,
how do you?
And not hurt her feelings or make her feel like. You know?
I do what y'all do. I don't think I'm ready for this. I do what y'all do. I do what women do. I'm not ready for this. This is too soon. You know what? I feel like I'm taking advantage of you.
It's not you, it's me.
Listen, I feel like we're rushing this. We are rushing this.
Oh my God, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell to the yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I feel like we rushing, and I don't want to rush you. You know what I mean? Because I respect you.
Have a woman ever told you that your dick stank?
Huh?
You heard the damn question.
Nah, man. I always
take... Have a woman ever told you that your dick stank?
I always take a good
and
shower.
And your balls smell like butter balls.
Listen. I always take a good, clean shower. You know what I'm saying? Because number one... This nigga high as fuck. I told smoking not to do that shit.
Butterball.
It's like baloney.
Hey, nigga, nuts smell like a football locker room. Nigga, nuts smell like a football locker room. God damn it, stank in here.
Oh, my God. Encountered that shit.
Yeah. What'd you do?
Listen.
Oh, my stomach hurt.
I just didn't go back. I didn't go down there because when I smelled that, I was like, listen, like, my eyes went like this. And I was like, oh, hell no. Nah.
Nigga got cockeyed.
We ain't doing that.
Did you still let him hit?
Yeah, but I had to put some saran wrap his balls.
She put two condoms on the nigga dick.
Put this one on your balls.
She like, shit.
Oh my God.
Nigga dick smell like a football locker room.
Oh my goodness.
Oh boy. That's crazy, man. She looking at Mel eating that chicken and shit, man. Goddamn, Smokey. Oh man.
Charlie Black, when was the last time you peed the bed?
Oh my God. Shit. Hey man, look at here. Boy, you stupid, man. I don't pee in the bed, man. I probably squirt. Oh, did I say squirt? That's kind of, no, I ain't say squirt, man. You know when you have one of them drunk nights and shit? You had one of the drunk night. You know a fucked up dream to have? Fucked up dream to have is you being in the swimming pool and shit. Cause you know when you're in the swimming pool, you be like, fuck it, I'ma just piss in here. You know what I'm saying? That's a fucked up dream to have. I had one of those. I was like, oh shit, god damn, I jumped up. Front of my shit was wet. I said, god damn. Fuck.
Okay.
Pissy now, boy.
Same question for you. When did you pee the bed?
Shit, I don't know.
I didn't get the bed.
Have you ever peed the bed before, like childhood, whatever? When did you?
Oh yeah, yeah. Childhood, yeah.
The bed in childhood.
When was the last time you peed the bed?
Oh yeah, I don't know.
Oh yeah.
Last time I pissed the bed, I got my ass tore up and had to take a cold shower. I ain't never pissed the bed no more.
That was it.
I know I was a little boy then.
That was it. Cause they used to whoop you while you're in the shower and shit. What the fuck is wrong with you? Let me
stinging.
This the time I get to break it. Think about what I'm gonna do and shit. Man, like, I'm gonna fuck you up in this shower, motherfucker.
Okay, my other question.
Talk to me.
Have you ever has a woman ever told you that your breath was stank? Be honest.
No. Are you? You know what?
Tony, because I can tell a story now, I really want you to be honest.
I mean, listen.
I want you to be honest, though. Because either I'm gonna tell a story.
Like she got dirt.
Listen.
You got dirt on you.
Listen.
That's happened to me.
You know when your breath stank when people just want to stop talking to you. You know what I'm saying? That's a sign. And somebody like, hey, woo. Hey, yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, but hey, check this out. Hold that thought. I'll be right back. That means your breath stank. You know what I'm saying?
So somebody has told you directly that your breath was stank.
Yeah, my breath was stank?
Yeah.
Nah, man. I don't remember. Maybe when I was younger, you know.
How old are you?
I don't remember shit.
Tony, you remember that night you had
Hey, Smokey.
Tony, you remember that night you had came by my house, right? After work. And you was in my face, right?
What? What you talking about, Smokey?
Tony.
What?
Tony, do you remember that night that you had eaten with you? I ain't gonna do that to you, Tony.
This motherfucker, yeah. She with the bullshit.
Tony, but I told you your breath was a little funky.
What?
I said it was a little tardy.
Oh, God.
Because it was stank, but it just had like spoiled, you know, spoiled milk.
This nigga here.
Like it just like he's
so
just
he
been
said
gone.
my breath was smelling like baby diarrhea.
You tasted his breath?
I smell his breath.
You trying
breath.
To say my shit was smelling
like
ass?
Was in my face.
This
I don't know if it was
dark.
Poor cottage blood. Cheese. I don't know. Tommy, I don't know.
This old potato head looking motherfucker over here, man.
Tony, that's all right, though. That's all right. Have you ever had an experience where a woman told you that your breath was St.
Mel? Oh,
she
my God.
Your face. How did you feel about that?
This old Kelly Rowland looking motherfucker over here.
Yeah, I need to brush my teeth. I said, hey, you got some gum? She ain't had no gum. It's okay.
Yeah, man. Sometimes your breath gonna be stank. You know what I'm saying? But you gotta get it tight though.
You ever coughed up one of them little balls and smushed and smelled it? The white balls.
That's the worst smell.
Where they come from? They just come out of the blue.
That's disgusting. I've never.
Worst smell.
And you smash and smell it.
No.
That's what it tastes. See, your body gonna tell you.
I've never experienced anything like that.
They say God make your body to where it tell you.
I've never experienced that.
Smell
your
like
bungy. Your body gonna tell you when your breath stinks because you're gonna cough one of them.
Does God's only experience that because my daughter father did that happened to him?
Damn.
And he tried to get me to smell it, but I can smell it from where he was.
You probably
cough
one up.
You hang around a lot of stank breath people, man. You know that?
Nah.
She hang around a lot of stank breath people.
I didn't say his breath was stank though, because he didn't have bad breath.
Oh, he didn't have bad breath.
When he told that story about the little white balls, that's disgusting.
White balls.
What about black balls? Tell me back. Listen.
Little black balls.
Okay, with your saggy balls.
Saggy balls.
Your sticky balls.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, man. We got Spice in here and shit, smoking up everything and shit.
Spice back talking about butterballs.
Butterball, black balls,
and
white balls.
I'm really trying to let my truth.
Skid marks in the sheets.
Yeah.
And,
hit her ass in the face with some balls.
I'm just really trying to let my truth, man.
And energy draining orgasms.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. That was an unforgettable orgasm.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Unforgettable.
It was so strong she forgot the nigga name.
I'm telling you. I don't think we was on a first name basis in the first place.
Yeah. Nigga in there just take it bare. Old dude, too.
He wasn't an older guy. He wasn't an old dude. He was an older dude. Cause I think I was. Nah, I ain't gonna get my age.
Yeah. Wow. Your mama gonna tear your ass up.
Shut up.
Cause if her mama hear this shit, that's where your ass was at, huh? That's where the fuck your ass was at, huh? Talking about something you missed the bus.
What his name was? Rufus.
I think I was a senior.
A nigga named Jerome up in that bitch, man.
Central at the time.
Nigga giving an orgasm with Timberland boots on.
Rocket. My mama rocket.
Yeah.
I went to Central. I sure did.
Mama graduated Central.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Class of 2000.
My daddy graduated Northwestern.
Class of 2000.
Yeah.
Damn.
Man, you legit.
Mm-hmm. Don't look at me like that, Tony.
God damn. Hey. Man. Yeah.
I'm a fabulous.
What you a class
This nigga done gave this girl an orgasm. And he still had his Vapor Max on,
funny?
Huh?
Let me tell you what's so funny.
Nike
crazy.
Air Max on.
You know
that nigga
so
tore her ass up with them Vapor Max on.
I had been sexually active,
yeah.
And I had never gotten an orgasm.
No.
I didn't think, I'm so serious.
Because you was with guys your age, right?
Yeah.
Young nigga. That nigga just beat it up.
And he just pumped to his skeet and go.
But yeah. I was dating older guys at the same time. I was, but I just never... Tony,
but
stop looking at me like that. Like, you about to eat me like a piece of candy.
Nah, man. Shit. I'm just looking at you like,
Tony,
damn.
Get out, Tony.
This motherfucker crazy, man.
Okay,
there you go. There you go, pimping, man. But hey, man, listen.
I'm happy to be back, though.
Happy to be back, man. We glad to have you back, man.
I'm
going to
be here. I'm going to be dedicated.
You going to be dedicated?
I'm going to be here all the time. All
unless right,
I
now.
I have my other podcast, Their Truth Podcast.
Exactly.
To do what I do in Miami, but other than that, the scheduling, I'm just going to be considerate of, you know, the time frame.
Exactly,
and stuff
like
man. That.
You know,
be, but listen. Things do happen because I do, you know, the holiday time is coming and stuff like that. And then also, guys, we supposed to have a Christmas party or something. We should
Temple.
Do something for us.
Definitely.
I mean, coming into the holiday to show unity, bonding, and stuff like that. Even
right.
our shirts,
we'll
getting their Tony
we'll
Black shirts,
we'll see how
everything. We got great things happening.
To-
Hey, we got
we got great things happening.
We definitely got a bond, cause we gotta make sure we all on the same page with everything. Cause sitting to my left here, this man right here is gonna make the things happen for us and give us the platform. He already put us on this platform, so we got big things coming in 2021 because 2020.
Even now.
Woo! 2020 is shot. 2020 is shot.
Nah, it ain't over till it's
well, I mean,
but 2020 put a stall on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it did. It messed up a lot of things. It,
5 months where you couldn't go nowhere. No places.
Some people didn't need to go no damn well. You hear me?
Yeah, a lot of people.
Some people was running the streets too much. Some people needed to be home.
People ran the streets through all that shit anyway.
Last episode, they talked about that COVID coochie.
Spice, she missed that one, boy.
Hey,
listen,
cooter.
Listen, boy.
Quarantine cooter.
Yeah, man, that thing was sitting in the crock pot through all these 5 months, boy. Woo, coochie good and marinated, coming off the bone. But anyway, that was the last episode, man. But we're going to keep continuing to push out these episodes for y'all, man. But, you know, it's been a good Saturday, man. Nori, you got anything to tell these people out here before we catch out?
Hey, man, yo, just stay safe, stay healthy, and enjoy life, man. That's it.
My man Mel, what you got for him, baby?
Hey, I'm just support.
That's what's up, baby.
Support, listen. We like as we say, we got a lot of podcasts coming.
For sure.
We got the Bush League podcast. We got Unsinked Mics. We got Tony Black and Friends.
Yes, sir.
We got Their Truth podcast. You got Fear the Faith podcast.
So, yes.
Hey, go out and support.
You got Kilimanjaro too, right?
Oh, Kilimanjaro Tribe coming.
Yes, sir.
You got
yes,
Himes,
sir.
Hemp, and Medical Marijuana.
Yes.
Podcast coming.
Yes.
For that one. Ooh.
Oh yeah. I know you would, Smokey.
Shut your ass up.
They gonna smoke a whole fucking forest in this bitch. This nigga smoke a whole forest. Only you can prevent forest fire. And they put out the fire. They see this motherfucker here. We knew it. Got this Smokey to burn this bitch.
Hey, that's so fucking clever. Shut the fuck up. That's so damn funny. I can't even be mad at this bitch.
We got Smokey to burn in here.
Only
you can prevent forest fire. Only you. We got Smokey to burn this bitch.
I'm gonna get me a shirt.
You gotta be Smokey in this bitch. I'm gonna get Smokey the Bear shirt for you, boy. Smokey the Bear in this bitch. Hey, Spice, you got anything, man, before we catch out today, baby?
Guys, I want y'all to go out there and enjoy your moments, guys. Enjoy your day. Be inspired.
For sure.
You know, be mindful of your energy, who y'all let in your space. And just keep positive vibes around you. Speak positive things because positive things is happening, guys. For sure.
For sure, man. But, hey, y'all out there listening to this podcast, man, we appreciate all of y'all. Y'all just keep on sharing. Keep on loving this thing, man. And enjoy this beautiful Saturday. Man, look at here. The wind is blowing right now. I don't got no hair to say it's blowing through my hair. But guess what? It feel good on this bald head. So enjoy your weekend, people. And like I always say, love, laugh, and share that shit. What? Out of the hell. Boom.